It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Hello. Well, hello there, and welcome to another fun-filled, time-honored, and time-consuming episode of Broken News. And we're just thrilled beyond belief to have you with us today. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, here at Broken News, we want to set one thing straight to make sure you realize that all the talk of AI. Now, Broken News has nothing whatsoever to do with AI, with artificial intelligence. What we are big fans of and what we utilize here to the best of our ability is LI, which is limited intelligence. So we hope you'll keep that in mind throughout your day and night and wherever you find yourself. But speaking of AI, now the Broken News staff, which actually was off for the Labor Day holiday, so most of their stories they kind of worked on in a you know, kind of in a sloppy, messy, haphazard way, like any other day. Not a holiday wouldn't have mattered. What they have found out is apparently that AI has been around us for quite some time. Isn't that a shock? And maybe in some forms you weren't aware of. Now, this is what the Broken News team is reporting. That they're reporting that Elon Musk. Did you know he is an example of AI? Also, Martha Stewart. And in the early days of AI, before they had really fine-tuned it, AI could also be found in the form of everybody who's ever worked with a DMV. So we just wanted you to know that. Now let's head to the headlines provided to us by our fine staff here at Broken News. Here are some headlines for you. The Pope to visit his in-laws. That's an interesting story, which was broken right here by Broken News. And here's another headline we have discovered. An Elvis impersonator gives birth to a Richard Nixon impersonator. And you thought it was a slow weekend in the news, didn't you? We also have it on unreliable authority from our staff that Ron DeSantis has a new book out. Yes, that Ron DeSantis. And his new book apparently is... has the title Book Banning for Dummies. So that sounds interesting. Book Banning for Dummies, a new book by Ron DeSantis. Probably one of the few books that will be sold in Florida. And it occurred to us here at Broken News that Ron DeSantis, we're surprised he has not considered banning the dictionary. After all, the dictionary has every word in it. So, therefore, it has the makings of every book in it. But it's not our role here to give him bad ideas. It is our job here at Broken News to let you know that we need more listeners, and we hope you will help us in that fun-filled task. So please tell your friends, your neighbors, a passerby on the street, as well as future spouses and ex-spouses, and perhaps... promote us on your Facebook page. Because remember, Broken News needs listeners like a dog needs a breath mint. I'm Philip Habib. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll be back with us next week, and we hope you'll bring some new listeners along with you. Thanks for listening. Take care.